many things in the gospel today that we should take in consideration as we are celebrating First Communion. The first one, I want to let you know, children, that you are the fruit, the prune from the branches of mom and dad. And you have kept the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, for today you are becoming disciples of Jesus Christ. And when I say that you become disciples of Jesus Christ, that you are no longer sitting there when we share communion. You, in some places, you won't be dismissed to hear the word of our Lord Jesus Christ in some place else, because now you come to this table to be and to become a disciple. And to become a disciple, you have to know that you have to follow also the greatest commandments that Jesus gave us. To love not in word and speech, but to love in deed and truth. And when I say in deed and truth, is from today on, you need to be able to recognize those moments that you made a mistake and tell the truth to mom and dad. I know that's gonna be difficult, because there are some times that we do some things that we don't want mom and dad to know, and for that reason we lie. But from now on, as you love Jesus Christ, you have to prove to yourself and to mom and dad that you're gonna try to tell the truth 100%. And to allow yourself to love your siblings and your parents indeed by actions. I know, and I have to tell you that, my children, you today, you look so marvelous. Look at you in a beautiful dresses and enhanced suits. You look very happy today, and your parents look very happy today. However, you look also very nervous. In the same way how mom and dad are looking nervous too. But I wanted to keep you, and I had to let you know that we always should be smiling today in order to let you know that we are proud of you. And we want to keep these sweet memories at this day. In the way how you look today, and also some of them are becoming paparazzi today. You know what paparazzi is? They will take picture of you because they want to have those memories of you becoming a disciple of Christ. They also will remember you today by giving you some gift. You will get a gift like a small Bibles, beautiful rosaries, a shining prayer book, that probably you will find that a little bit boring. However, from today on, what you have to do is to see the joy on those books like you see the joy every time that you sneak in those TikTok talk that you go follow. Or sometimes you find the joy in those books, story books that you read. Because that's what it is, the Bible, and that's what it is, the book prayers, stories for you to continue in being the disciples. And we, as a church, all of us, if you see, my children, look in the back. Look at the back of the church. There is something amazing today. This is the first time that the back of the church is empty. This is the first time that the front of the church is packed. And that is because they come to celebrate with you who you are. And like I say, you probably are going to be nervous, but I think that you mostly are excited by receiving First Communion. And my question for you is, why are we all happy? And why do we celebrate this day as the most important day of your life? Have you asked those questions to mom and dad? What was the best day of your life? I heard a story of an emperor called Napoleon Bonaparte. You know who's Napoleon Bonaparte? You probably don't remember, or you probably won't hear that. But he looked very funny in a picture, who's always just like standing like this and with the hands over here in a suit. Have you seen those pictures? Napoleon Bonaparte, he was a French emperor who conquered countries in Europe, and he wished to conquer the whole world. And someone, as I read, somebody asked him, which was the best, happiest day of your life? And the person who asked him, he was expecting to receive an answer like, when I became an emperor, or the day of his royal wedding, or one of those most famous victories. But he answered that for him, the most happiest and important day, and the most memorable day of his life, was his First Communion. I couldn't imagine that kind of answer. And that's what we want you, that these days can be also memorable. For each one of you, these days should remain as the happiest and most memorable day of your life. Why this is the happiest day of your life? Is because you have received the biggest celebrity. You're gonna be at the table where the greatest celebrities are all. Not just Barney or any other celebrities that you see in the TV or Cacomelon. Some of you watch Cacomelons too. You're gonna be at this table with the greatest celebrity that is called Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. You will be a guest honor. And the same way, he will be a guest honor in your hearts. For the first time in this Holy Communion. So it means that somebody very, very big is coming to stay with you, to bless you, to protect you, to guide you. And when I said to you, that to remember this most wonderful day, have you asked your parents about their First Communion? Have you asked him? Have you asked them? No? You should. You should ask them. And you're gonna see that the difference between you and them is that they're gonna tell you, oh, I was nervous. Or they probably will tell you, I don't want to wear that suit because it was too hot in church. But if you ask them, they will remember the day that they received First Communion. And this is your third sacrament that you're going to be receiving in your life. The first one was when you received the name, and it was given to you by your parents and by God. The second one, what was the second sacrament that you received? You remember the second sacrament that you received? You just did it a few days ago. Which one was that? Which one was that? Yes. Reconciliation, yes. And that was the day that you went to have confession with the priest. And I believe that was the most nervous day of your life. But guess what? If you ask mom and dad, that every time that they come to confession, no, that day, but when they come to confession, now they're still nervous. They're still nervous to come to confession. You know why? Because, you know, when they go to confession, mom and dad, they want to go through the wall. They don't want to be going face to face. Because through the wall, they believe that they can say the things easily because the priest won't see who they are. But there is one thing that mom and dad and the people don't remember, that the good shepherd always remember the voice of the sheep. So every time that they come to confession and somebody say, Father, forgive, I say, okay, I know who this is. And they're going to be nervous always. And I hope you can get from now on a little bit more relaxed, that you can have even the courage, like you did it, to come in front of Jesus Christ. And you have the courage to come in front of Jesus Christ to receive communion. So and the third sacrament is the one you're receiving today, the Holy Eucharist. Now, and the Holy Eucharist, you promise to be faithful to God. So that means that you are continuing in the promises that mom and dad did with you on the baptism. Did you know which promises are those in your baptism? So let us remember you, which are those promises? And with the help of my servers, if you children can stand and take your candle with you, they are lighting the topper from the Easter candle because that's the light of Christ. The light of Christ was given to you at your baptism because at that moment you became a child of the light. And it's given to you as it was given to your parents and godparents. They are entrusting to you this light, to continue that light to be burning in your heart. And for that reason, we come today and we give it to you.